Ready?
Okay. Hi, everybody. It's Maria. I'm so grateful to have all of you on tonight to talk about just our struggles and just get together and just chat on whatever we need to talk about. And this week is Christmas, so we really should be prepared. I just want to start with saying that I do have a little short clip on how we stay on track because, you know, the whole family is keto now. And one of them is to really mentally prepare that you're going to see those fantastic Christmas cookies that your great grandma made. It's her recipe or whatever's tempting you. You're going to have to mentally prepare that you're going to have to say no to those things. And also that I always put a fun drink, even for my kids, not in a wine glass for them, but making food and drinks fun. So I always have a wine glass with me during the holidays. That also keeps people off my back. Like, why aren't you drinking? Why are you having tea? And then my kids, just because there's other kids around. And that's why I usually do the, what's it called? The Leaf and Love. They love that. So we, you know, let them have as many of those as they want. It's Christmas, right? Or I make them hot chocolates. I usually wake up Christmas morning with hot chocolate with lots of whipped cream on top. And so they wake up and they see a whole spread of, you know, different treats that we make. I also want to start out with saying that, you know, bring food, prepare ahead. I have deviled eggs ready. I'm going to make some stuffed mushrooms so I can just throw them in my mom's oven for appetizers. I'm also making a cheesecake for it's Craig's birthday. He's sitting right over here. So I'm going to make a cheesecake for him. If you were dairy sensitive, you could do like the flourless chocolate torte, which is like, I think 5 ingredients, super easy to make. Everybody really likes it. It's basically a really dense chocolate cake. I also usually bring a side salad for dinner, and I have a whole cookie tin with fudge and different cookies and things like that. And also sleep. Sleep is huge. And that's something I get a little nervous about because we're staying at my parents' house. And sleep is something that we don't always get to have because the party's right out in the middle of the room, right outside the bedroom that we sleep in. So it's usually loud and crazy until pretty late. And usually don't get my beauty sleep that couple few nights there. But it's, you know, you do what you have to do. But I do want to open up this time to chat. We have a nice group of people. So if you want to ask a question, all you have to do is raise your hand.
Or unmute.
Unmute. I don't know how you raise your hand.
Or ask in the chat.
Ask in the chat. How do they...
it should be in the... You should be able to click on your name.
If you click on your name.
And, okay. Apparently they, of course, with software, they always change everything. The last time we used GoToMeeting, it was completely different. But, so those of you that are logged in on audio, it looks like you're unmuted, but.
Did anyone want to step up and ask a question?
You can also ask in the chat.
Yeah, if you don't want to. We had to pause the Packer game because we were watching the Packer game. We were watching the Packers win when we stopped and started this. But, okay, so how much K2 should you take each day to prevent plaque? So if anybody on the group is not taking K2, vitamin K2 is something that is probably my top priority. That and probiotics of supplements to take, and that's something that even my children take. And I recommend 100 micrograms of, or milligrams, I should say, of vitamin K2. And that is wonderful for, I used to always have to get my teeth cleaned. And what's wonderful is I didn't really think about it, and then I noticed I don't have plaque behind my teeth anymore, and neither does anybody in our family. But vitamin K2 helps get calcium into the bones where it should be. I just was on the phone call, our phone consult this morning with a woman who said that she was having osteoporosis issues, and she swears that starting vitamin D with K2 has reversed her bone loss. So that's something that's really huge. How much?
Yeah.
100.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to look for the MK7.
Yep, MK7. Mm-hmm. For vitamin K2. And again, my kids even take that. I think we started them when we first realized how important it was, and they were about, I think, 3 and 4 when we started them. And that, they come in organ meat, but not a lot of people eat organ meat, and I don't like organ meat. Craig sometimes will hide it in things such as chili or some kind of ground up meat, but I don't want to know what's in there. Even if I don't taste it, I don't really want to know. I know it's great for me, but my mom loves it. She saw it in our freezer, and she's like, "Can I have one of these?" And I was like, "Yeah, you can. Go for it, Mom." I was going to say something else that's really important is, you know, just creating a new habit, maybe not be around food the whole time when you're at the holidays, maybe go snowshoeing if you have snow. We don't have snow. If you can go sledding or go on a bike ride if it's really nice out, or even just a walk in the woods. I posted a cute nature video. Well, Craig showed it to me about how nature, it was basically a prescription drug advertisement, and how nature helps with so many things such as depression, anger, and all these things. And it's true, like getting out in nature really just refreshes your body. And that's why my hair is a little crazy, because I was just walking in the woods, and when I talk, I'm walking in the woods, it's really like there's sticks everywhere, and my hair got stuck in some trees. So anyway, we have a quiet group. I was hoping for some more questions today. Keto OS, what are your thoughts and best ways to use it? I am a huge, I think Keto OS can be great for so many things, such as autoimmune diseases, cancer, depression. I just talked to a woman who had neurological issues on the left side of her body, and for about 2 years she was going to a million different doctors, and she said that she started taking Keto OS, and that was immediately that totally stopped all the neurological, the numbness in her body. However, when she started taking 2 packets a day, she did gain weight, and she said she didn't care just because it's obviously helping her stay in ketosis. This woman bakes cakes for a living, so she would love to eat keto, but the temptation of sugar is her life, and so that's something that she can't achieve without Keto OS. So I think it's great for so many things. If someone's looking for a quick weight loss fix, there's no pill out there that's going to do that. Eating keto is the way to go. If you use Keto OS as a tool, it can help with weight loss, but it's not something that you're going to take and you're going to lose weight right away. So what I tell people to do is help it with your intermittent fasting, especially if you're new to fasting. So don't take it right away in the morning, because that's going to take you out of fasting. Take it once you finally get hungry. So whether that be 10 a.m., 11 or noon, whatever time that is, take it then, and then push your fasting a little bit further so you can, you know, get into that intermittent fasting. It does take care of cravings and hunger and all of that. It really helps with that. But if it's for weight loss, you have to realize, you know, a packet is over 100 calories. There's how many carbohydrates in there?
two or three
carbohydrates in there. Again, it does take you out of fasting. It puts you in ketosis, and that's great for, again, cancer, neurological issues, and things like that. But for weight loss, we want to eat properly. You know, you can't just we were at a conference, and the keto king, he's referred to as in Australia, he was presenting right after me, and he kept telling everybody to eat the damn muffin. And I was like, no, that's not a good tip. I mean, he was a big bodybuilder. He could get away with a lot of carbohydrates because he lived in the gym for 10 hours a day. I don't want to do that, you know? And I no longer feel like I have to. I now work out less than I ever have, incorporated yoga in my life and things like that. Eating has helped me tremendously.
If I could just add one thing to that, if you think about it, it's you're taking ketones in and being used then in your blood, which means ketones are not being generated from your fat cells. And so that's why, you know, if your main goal is weight loss, you need to use it as a tool strategically so that you're not stopping that fat being turned into ketones.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have another question. Someone brought the Ketonics breathalyzer, but I'm not sure how to interpret the readings. I get readings of 65, but I'm not sure how that measures with ketone measurements and your numbers in your book. I'm a big fan of the blood testers. The breathalyzer, Craig's a really good analyzer of that, so he's going to answer this.
Yeah, it's not a 100% correlation between blood and breath. The breath ketones are actually acetone, which is a waste product of the process of nutritional ketosis of your body using ketones. So there's not a direct correlation, but if they're high, it means your body's in the process of using a lot of ketones. So there's some correlation there. There's actually, if you go on to Keto Adapted and then to the questions, there's actually a really good question there about this where I posted a chart showing some of the correlations between ketones and blood measurements, or the breath measurements and the blood measurements. So if you go to the Keto Adapted site and look at the questions and they look for the ketonics question, there's a good chart there that shows correlation.
I did also want to say that male client who would email me all the time after our phone call and say, well, Maria, I have to have a couple glasses of wine every night. Otherwise, my breathalyzer shows that I'm not in ketosis. So that's something to keep aware of, that it is kind of like an alkali. It tests alcohol, and alcohol will register that you're in ketosis when you're certainly not.
And vice versa, you can actually register on a breathalyzer
don't get pulled
when
over.
You're in strong ketosis. If you're at like a 3 in ketone, blood ketones, you might register 0.02 on a breathalyzer. Yeah. So that's something to be aware of too. So any other questions? I'm not sure why everybody's showing is unmuted, but we'll have to figure out this new software they got here.
Don't be shy. We want to answer any questions you have.
Ask in the chat for now.
Yeah, here's another one.
She said, if you can unmute on your end, then you should be able to talk.
If you unmute on your end, then you can talk.
If you right click on it, it should say unmute.
I'm a bonehead when it comes to technology, all of this Instagram, Facebook stuff. I do it, but I'm not good at it. I'm hashtag and all of that's kind of new to me. So it's not my forte.
Feel free to ask in the chat as well.
We We do have a dog, and someone asked what we feed our dog. I'm just going to, until you guys, like, ask questions, I'll just, like, start talking. We feed our dog beef heart. It's the BARF, the barf diet. So we get, a lot of people actually donate to us when they get a full cow. In our area, a lot of people get a whole cow, and they don't want the brain, and they don't want the tongue, and they don't want the heart, and things like that. So they always give it to us, which is nice. I do not want to eat brain, but my dog loves it, and we don't even cook it. It's nice that our butcher will grind it up if we want them to. We have such a small town butcher that they do it for free for us. But we do get a bunch of beef heart ground up, and then she just eats it raw. And then if she chews on bones and stuff like that, that's a great way to get calcium. So that's about, so it's called the barf diet. What about for cats? That would be along the same lines, especially with cats. They are not meant to eat grains whatsoever. And, you know, salmon is a great choice for cats. They love that. I was just at a get together last night, and the woman had 4 cats, and she feeds them coconut oil with eggs and avocado for breakfast, and they love it. They, you know, she basically cooks them the same food that she does, and she's, you know, really extremely keto, so she just always makes up a little bit extra. She does cook the food, so she's not doing raw eggs or anything like that, but she has one cat, Bernie, that basically begs for coconut oil in the morning, and it has helped with his seizures. He was having seizures about every 3 months, and he's been doing really well with adding in the coconut oil, so that's promising.
One quick note for now and for future webinars. If you notice the audio section, if it's on telephone, you need to call in to have audio. If you go click on mic and speakers, it'll use the microphone and speakers on your computer.
Good to know. See, I wouldn't know that. So Charlene's asking, MCT oil or brain octane, do you have a preference? I use MCT oil. I don't use brain octane. MCT oil, I like to use everything in food rather than just consume, like, the Bulletproof coffee. I think most of you know that I'm not a fan of drinking your calories. I know that if you read the Bulletproof diet, he'll say that it doesn't take you out of fasting, but it does. It's almost 500 calories. Yes, it's pure fat, but that will take you out of fasting. So that's why, again, you want to, I find more satisfaction if you chew your food. We know that when we watch the brain, it registers leptin and ghrelin, and then those are the hormones that tell you that you're satiated and to stop eating. So that's why I prefer to always chew my calories. Again, so like an MCT oil, I'll either saute in it, or I'll make salad dressings with it, or sauces. I have a killer, even dairy-free ranch dressing that uses MCT oil and, you know, that type of stuff. So I'd rather have it be a flavor profile rather than just shoot it like a shot that, you know, I don't want to take it. But how about MCT oil or coconut oil when drinking coffee? Is one better than the other? Oh, is drinking coffee with heavy cream okay for using in the ketogenic diet for weight loss? I really need my coffee. So I don't hate coffee for everybody, but people that have adrenal issues or thyroid issues, caffeine in general will stimulate those adrenal hormones and stimulate adrenal fatigue. If you're familiar, adrenal fatigue is where you have these hormones, epinephrine, norepinephrine, and adrenaline, and those are your stress hormones, and you only have so much of those to use up all day. And when you run out, you technically would die, but our body's really smart. So what it does is it either steals from either your thyroid or your sex hormones. And that's why, you know, they tell women, oh, just relax and you'll get pregnant and all of that. A lot of it does have to do with that stress response. And then it will help with their sex hormone production. But so anyway, back to my point, is drinking coffee with heavy cream okay for weight loss? I prefer, and I've written about the decaf Americano in the Keto Adapted book in chapter 2, and how decaf coffee has, it's usually made with a chlorinated filtration process, and we want to get all chlorine out of your diet because it's very damaging to the liver, thyroid, all of that. And that's usually in tap water, just to let you know. But a decaf Americano is made with decaf espresso, which actually has less caffeine than decaf coffee. And then you add water to that. And so it tastes a lot just like coffee, but it doesn't taste like crap like decaf coffee can. And the whole heavy cream, again, that's going to take you out of fasting when you drink that. And second of all, it is dairy. And so I usually tell people, for 50% of my clients, dairy is insulin producing, which would take you out of ketosis. So removing dairy is a huge piece to losing weight really fast. So I do recommend trying to remove that from your diet. Now, how about MCT oil or coconut oil? Even when drinking coffee, is one better than the other? MCT oil is a pure medium trained triglycerides, where coconut oil has a mixture of both. So MCT oil would be better if you can do that. If you automatically tomorrow started like drinking half a cup of MCT oil, you're probably going to get nauseous. So if you're adding it to everything, you want to slowly increase that, just because it is so energizing and stuff like that, it can cause nausea. So just something to think about. And again, I don't recommend adding calories to liquid things like coffee and stuff like that. So I just wanted to mention that. I had a phone client that I talked to 5 days ago, and he said, okay, I was following your plan and I lost 9 pounds. And then this morning I weighed myself and I was up 4. And all I added was bulletproof coffee in the morning. I was like, hello, what did we talk about on the phone? You know, but he thought he could get away with it, and he obviously couldn't. So is my MCT oil says it's made from and consists of palm oil. Is that okay? Yes, it is.
A quick note back on that. When you're fasting, anything over about 50 calories will break your fast. So if you do have a little bit of cream or something like this, if it's less than 50 calories total, you might be okay. But if it's over that, you know, especially a bulletproof coffee, you're going to break your fast. And same thing with Keto OS, you know, it's 110 calories for a full pack. So if you're using it to extend your fast, just use maybe a third of a packet to get maybe 30, 40 calories, which should maintain your fast.
Something I did want to talk about, while we're waiting for questions, is sleep. And so, actually, we have a question. What are your thoughts on Keto OS before exercising? Again, if you're not using it for weight loss, if you're using it to maybe win a marathon or win a race or something like that, then it can be a great tool for enhancing your exercise. It makes my run a lot faster. My energy goes up. But it's not going to help with weight loss in that case. I would prefer that you waited until you got hungry to take Keto OS if it is, in fact, for weight loss. But if it is for enhancing your workout, then go ahead. You can take it beforehand. It's great. Athletes are doing fantastic on it. They're doing some really good work with seeing how it can extend their workout and make them faster and lift heavier. A lot of bodybuilders are doing great with that too. But again, we wouldn't want to do it if it's just for weight loss. But if you are having issues with sleep, I just wanted to mention that the best thing to add in for that would be magnesium. And I just wanted to touch on, if you're new to this, keto information, the reason why so many people are deficient in magnesium is our ancestors found magnesium in our water supply. And most people aren't on a well system. We are. But even so, our soil is so depleted in magnesium that's, you can get it in things like halibut, but still, halibut I think only has maybe 85 milligrams. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. And we want to get maybe close to 800 milligrams to help with if you have any headaches or high blood pressure, then you'd want to take it in the morning. But magnesium for about 80% of people, it's very relaxing and helps them fall asleep. So my tip of the day is to maybe set an alarm on your phone to go off to remind you an hour before bed, I'm going to take my magnesium and it's going to help me to sleep. So I get my 8, 9, maybe 10 hours of beauty sleep. That helps so much with the cravings the next day. It'll help you stay on track. For me, it's rare, but magnesium's energizing, so I take mine in the morning. And you want to make sure that you don't get magnesium oxide. That's what you're going to find at like Target or Walmart, something like that. Or they'll have magnesium citrate. Again, that's going to cause loose stools when you hit up to the 800 mark. And that's pretty uncomfortable, especially if you start at this time of the year and you're at your family gathering and you're like, oh, that's uncomfortable. But you want to get a chelated magnesium. So magnesium glycinate or something that says chelated magnesium. I always get mine online because it's usually half price there. But also most even health food stores, the one in town, they have magnesium citrate, but they do not have magnesium glycinate. You could use Epsom salts if you're very sensitive and usually get loose stools with that. So doing like a soak with your bath salts, and your kids could do that. Also, there's also magnesium oils, that type of stuff. And how much fish oil should be taken each day? That will be the last question of the day. I do not recommend fish oil. Fish oil, you only can absorb about 80 milligrams of fish oil in one day. And anything over that, fish oil is a very heat sensitive oil. So when it gets into our body temperature is very warm, and we now know that it oxidizes. This is fairly recent information. So I do not recommend fish oil whatsoever. And fish oil does not break down into ketones. No, it does not. So, Craig, did you want to expand on that?
Yeah, fish oil is an omega-3, which is a polyunsaturated fat. It's kind of the very opposite end of the spectrum is a saturated fat, which is like your coconut oils and MCT oils. Those are saturated fatty acids. They're very stable, very healthy. Omega-3s are good. You need them. They're essential.
Get them through food. You get them in egg yolks.
Get them through very fresh food because they're very, very fragile. And they'll not only go rancid if they sit out as a pill or in the fridge as a pill over time, but once you take them in your body is warm. And if it's not utilized right away, it's going to become rancid as it's in your body.
People underestimate how much quality omega-3s is in quality beef. Beef has almost as much as salmon does. And then you get it in egg yolks. You get it in so many different things.
And the other thing to note is, when they always promote lots of omega-3s, it's to combat the high omega-6 intake that most Americans have.
But you're not eating Cheetos and things like that anymore.
So vegetable oils.
Yeah, you threw the vegetable oils out. You're not cooking with that. You're not making salad dressings with that. You're not eating, salad dressings with that. So you don't have to worry about the vegetable oils coming into play anyway. So
sardines, okay.
Sardines are great. Yeah, get the ones with the bones in, and then you get all the calcium benefit too. So, but I just wanted to say thank you for joining us tonight, and I hope you have a fantastic holiday weekend. And just know that Craig and I are here to answer your questions. We want you really to succeed. So if you need to just vent away or whatever, we just need to really connect together and be a group and a strong, you know, group together so we can all succeed. So happy holidays, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Teresa, I will get back to you on email. Thanks again. Okay.